Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast as Kelly gets all in her feels because her oldest has now a driver's license.
It hit me hard with a feel good. And then you literally, to make it worse, make me take a driving test.
That's right.
Okay, that's fun.
We test dude knowledge. There's group therapy and a ton of other stuff.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Your life has changed
dramatically.
How do you feel about that?
I have crippling anxiety.
So before we go any further, let's just explain that your oldest son now has a driver's license.
Yesterday he passed the test, and then, as has always been the tradition, I did it with my younger sister. My niece did it with her younger siblings as they take their sibling out for an ice cream date.
Yeah, I think my daughters did that with Zoe when they did. They went off on their own to, get some ice cream or get something to eat or something like that. Just a little errand, just a little thing like,
two of them.
Yep. And
watching them drive away just by themselves.
Did you cry?
Oh, I watched Life 360 like it was my favorite TV show.
You're like, okay, well,
he's going a good speed through the neighborhood.
Okay.
All right. He paused before he makes the turn. Okay, good. We've made it onto that road. Okay, great.
Okay, all right. Yeah. We're good. Okay.
Now does
he know where he's going? Okay.
Yes.
But more importantly, what ice cream did he get?
Oh, he went to Grater's.
Okay.
Nice. It wasn't super far, which is great.
Just a few miles away.
Just start there. Like a place you know.
Yeah.
Where to go, how to get there. You don't have to make any decisions about, okay, which way do I go? We don't have to use navigation. It's all good.
Yeah.
And his sister said that, he was a good driver.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, you're gonna understand that, they are probably not gonna tell on each other.
Oh, probably not. Yeah.
So you're going to ask sis how he did.
Life 360 will. That's the beauty of this technology. I know how fast he will go.
Right. So we don't have, but we don't have the Life 360. We do share our location on Google with everyone. So we can see where they are. We just can't see how fast they are.
It gives you whether it was a risky drive and all the things.
Right.
Yeah. So how long until the crippling anxiety starts to subside and you just
appreciate
the convenience?
So that will come, by the way. You are going to, Ava, your youngest, is going to need to go somewhere and you're just going to be like, Jake, go do it. And he's going to do it. And you're going to be like, oh, this is great.
Or we need something at the store.
Right. And Jake, go get it. And he will, because this is great. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic.
And it's exciting. Yes.
Now, yeah. And so it just comes in stages. So it's like, okay, going to the store. All right. I don't have crippling anxiety over that anymore. But then it's the, okay, he's going to drive to, downtown.
Ooh,
and do something. Okay, now there's crippling anxiety over that. Once he does that a few times successfully, then it's like, okay, now all of a sudden, he's going to drive to Scottsburg. Oh, you gotta go over the bridge?
Oh.
What if the bridge falls down? Okay.
Well, it's just, really the busy roads.
Yeah.
Where you're going to have to make the decision of, do I have enough space to join the traffic?
So, hey, good news, Kelly.
Yeah.
Later in the show, we're going to put you to the, I have taken questions from a real written driving test and we'll put you to the test.
Oh, wow.
That'll be later in the show.
I might fail. Think of how long it's been since I've had to take that test.
Listen, I had to take the test first just to make sure that I had the right answers.
Did you? How'd you do? Oh my gosh, how'd you do?
I didn't get perfect. I'll just say that.
Oh!
I didn't get perfect. And I was like, this will be easy. I've been driving for decades.
Right,
it'll be great.
So you did some learning is what you're telling me.
Yeah, and I think we all will.
Okay.
At the expense of Kelly, of course.
That's great.
This is what we always try to do. We always try to have learning on the show at the expense of one or the other.
make sure it's after at the he's expense in school.
Of either me
if he hears
or
me,
him.
If he I hears me slated, miss anything, listen, I won't hear the end of it.
I think he's already going to be at school. I have it slated for 8:30.
Okay, he'll be at school.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, we could kick it up a notch. We could kick it up to 7:30.
No, please. No, please. No, please. Okay.
No, please. And you know what?
But literally.
This segment doesn't even need to exist to him.
Okay. So his driving test was like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He had an appointment at 2, and I get a video text from my husband, 2:05.
Yep.
And he's like, and I put it all on our stories.
Yeah.
You can find it at Ben and Kelly Show, and then you can also see it at Kelly Carey.
Did he have to do the parallel parking stuff?
I think he did.
He did, right? Yeah.
We practiced that in our neighborhood. Right? Just we took both of our cars and lined it up just along the.
Well, I know at Bowman Field. I don't know where he had his driver's
test.
It was
at Bowman Field.
Yeah, I know Bowman Field has a spot where you can do the. Parallel parking. You can
practice.
You can practice that.
Yeah, not during business hours. And we didn't know that. Oh. So we just used our cars.
Yeah.
And so many people walking by were just like, wow, you're brave.
Yeah. Well, listen, like I have special pride in the, in how I can parallel park.
Yeah.
I don't boast a whole lot, but parallel parking is is my thing.
It's a skill.
Like I can get it in. That's what she said. But I have told the girls, and then they've been in the car when I've done it, and I've showed them. I'm like, look at this.
Yeah.
Are you explaining
the secret to your success?
Yeah. Okay. And so I tell them. And so now, whenever Isabella or Sophia parallel park well, they always text me or they always tell me, they're like, Dad.
Yeah.
Look at what I did. And it's like, yep, that's right.
Now, do you use the little lines in your backup camera? Also helpful.
No, I don't.
Oh.
I do not. Well, I only do that
old
once.
School.
I only do that once I get in, just to make sure I'm not hitting the back bumper, the car, the bumper in the back. So to see how close I am with that.
Well, yeah, we wanted to practice with cars because you're not going to be parallel parking with cones
against a,
in
well,
real
not
life.
Even a cone, but I think they have those steel like wall.
Oh, okay.
like those little steel sort
yes.
of divides.
Okay.
So anyway,
yeah, we wanted to teach him like where to look on the cars, like reference points.
Yeah, good. Well, obviously it worked. He passed. You've now got a licensed driver, so
I didn't sleep well last
night.
Yep,
your life's about to get easier. Just remember that.
Okay, I'm waiting to get to that feeling because now all I can feel is just the crippling anxiety of everyone else on the roads trying to get my baby.
Yep.
So that's the fight or flight attack mode that I'm feeling.
I hear you. I don't know if you saw the pictures from the weekend of Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter going out to dinner, but the pictures are just normal. They're paparazzi style photos. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the fact that the internet has decided to shorten Sabrina Carpenter in different stages.
Why?
And so it just shows the normal paparazzi photo. You know, it shows the height difference between Taylor, who's 5'11", and then when she wears heels is well over 6 feet.
Yeah.
And then Sabrina, who's 5 foot.
She's
and so yeah. that yeah exactly and so then there's that and so the internet has reposted this photo with varying levels of Sabrina getting shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter, and it is hysterical.
Bless her heart.
Oh, bless her heart is exactly right. All right, let's get to a feel good.
So this is super sweet. Some local kindergartners felt really sad about the UPS tragedy last week. We all do.
Yes.
Wanted to do something to help. Ms. Hall's kindergarten class at Schaffner Traditional Elementary School wanted to make cards to support those affected by the plane crash. A post on JCPS's Facebook says their kindness reminds us all what community truly means.
This is me. This is a four horse. This is a flower. These are our hearts. And these are my names. And I hope they have a good life in heaven. I want to send love to them because I have hurts, and I want to show joy to them. Because so I want to send them love.
Aww.
Oh, my. I told you. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Just absolutely precious.
Mm-hmm.
WDRB did a story, showed some of them, and again, it was posted on JCPS's Facebook page. We've got it for you at WDJX.com.
Let's dive into some lady knowledge here on 99.7 DJX. This is where Kelly's going to toss out some questions that women should know. Maybe it's going to be new to guys. So, helping me out this morning, Amanda from Pekin. Hi, Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amanda's got blonde hair, is 5'6", has been married for 15 years. So, she probably knows a thing or two about women knowledge.
I think just the fact she is a woman should give her an advantage.
Maybe it should give her an advantage.
And by the way, I did put a post out on Facebook over the weekend just asking for some lady knowledge questions, just to email and what to put in the subject line so like you wouldn't see it, and nobody emailed me. So I got it. It's fine. I got it.
People just like to see you sweat every now
Thank
and then,
you.
Kelly.
I did, but I got some.
All right, Amanda, you and I are going to be partners in this, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready? Question one. What is a lob?
A lob?
A lob.
Like L-O-B?
Correct.
A lob is a hairstyle.
What's it look like?
What do you mean, what's it look like? You asked
what's
me what it was.
Like?
I said it was a hairstyle.
Now, I'll only give you half a point if you don't describe what that looks like.
Amanda, do you know?
It is not a hairstyle.
Well,
I think it's a poorly hit
twist.
Ball. Like, you lob it over. It just got lobbed.
Wait, we have conflicting answers here?
What's it going to be, Ben? You have the final say.
What Amanda said. That's what I'm going with.
That is incorrect.
Oh, dang it, Amanda!
Yeah. You were, listen, this is lady knowledge. So while you can lob a pitch in, say, in softball, what I'm looking for is a long bob hairstyle.
Long bob hairstyle. L-O.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, Amanda.
I do not have the best hair cutting expertise.
Okay. We're all learning here.
I apologize.
Amanda,
that's the magic of this bit.
Amanda, you are not going to be a good help for me, apparently. All right.
This is going to be great.
All right. Question two.
Okay. Question two. What company slogan is because you're worth it?
Because you're worth it?
Okay. Because you're worth it.
Oh, that has got to be Secret.
Mm.
It's
final answer?
Yeah, Secret. It's Secret. It's deodorant.
That is incorrect.
No. Dang it.
It is L'Oreal Paris.
L'Oreal Paris.
L'Oreal, because you're worth it.
Because you're worth it. All right.
Yes.
Amanda, did you know that?
I thought it might be makeup, but I couldn't pinpoint it.
It's fine. Right. You guys are doing great. 0-2. Third question. What is balayage?
What is balayage?
What is balayage?
Oh, those are handbags, like
that
luggage.
No.
Wait, Amanda's rolling in. What is it, Amanda?
You didn't even ask her.
It's the like rainbowing or the blending of colors and hair.
You are right in the hair realm, but it's not rainbow colors. It's like...
No, not rainbow, but like the blending of a certain color down its color scheme or however you do it. I don't know. My girl knows.
Wait, can we call my hairstylist?
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and give myself a point for that one.
No, that is a little incorrect. It is a sweeping painting motion that gives it a natural sun-kissed look. That's balayage.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Kelly is a strict.
Wow. We have to go Webster. I wasn't.
I know, right? Webster Dictionary definitions only, apparently.
I feel like that's a pretty common term when it comes to getting your hair done. Okay, number four. What does Lange sell?
Lange?
Lange.
Lingerie.
No, makeup.
Makeup, I meant. I meant makeup.
No, on both.
No, on both?
It's hair styling products. Oh. It's hair tools and hair styling products.
So not lingerie, not makeup. Nope. Okay. All right.
Okay. I guess so, on lingerie.
Amanda.
That's
Amanda, we have to get one right. We have to get one right. This is lady knowledge. All right, last one.
Birthday weekend.
I don't know if this is going to be a good one for you guys or what.
It has to. It's my birthday weekend. Come on.
Oh, happy birthday. What is a tinaculum?
What is a tinaculum?
Tinaculum.
That is a...
OBGYN.
That is an instrument, right. That is an instrument for an OGBYN that gets in there and roots around. And
roots around?
They clamp on.
Give us the ding, Kelly.
It's the forceps used in a gyno exam.
Yes!
But it's not fishing around.
Yes,
that's
rooting
not the
around.
Thing that
it gets in there and it roots around.
It's not rooting. No, it's expanding.
Right
it's
away.
Not rooting.
Yeah. It's clamping.
All right, so I got what? I got two right? Is that what I got? Okay. All right. I got one and a half right.
She got it with it was for gynecological, right. But it's not the. It doesn't fish anything. It just opens.
Okay. Hey, Amanda, thank you for helping out in this. We're gonna hook you up with a prize for hanging.
You're welcome. I guess.
Yeah. I know. I guess. She doesn't know. She's like, I guess I did something.
Though? We did some learning.
Yeah, we all
did.
All right, Amanda, thanks so much. Hang tight for a real quick sec, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right.
And by the way, shout out to Sonny, listening from India. So,
all right.
Global
look at that
show.
Global show here on
Global Show
99.7 DJX.
And Elena's like, who's going fishing?
You know the type. If no one sees it, it didn't happen, right?
Sure.
It's 99.7 DJX. This is a setting the bar story, though, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without using the hot tub to wash your sheets, when you're in a hotel, you're doing okay.
Someone might see that.
Yeah, well, this isn't just a guest at the hotel. This is hotel staff.
Oh!
Here's an eyewitness.
At first, I thought maybe it was down, the drain was broke, they couldn't get it, you know, they were trying to soak up the water. But then he's still adding more in there. I'm just like, what is going on?
Yeah, she's...
Oh, wow. Why are they doing that? Are they doing that on purpose?
Well, at first, they're like, okay, maybe something with the hot tub is broken, and they're using sheets to, like, soak up the water or whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No.
But then, no. They're washing.
That's disgusting. I'm like, you're kidding. Like, are we sleeping on those sheets? You know, like, I was really disgusted.
Hot tubs are heavily chlorinated.
Yes, they are, according to Valley News Live.
But due to the high presence of bodily fluids, they can create a breeding ground for bacteria.
Why do we have to say bodily fluids?
Bodily fluids.
Oh, that is no.
What are you talking about?
Why?
I am never getting in a hot tub in a hotel again.
No, and listen, if you have laundry facilities that are not working properly, then we're contacting a laundromat nearby. We're setting up some sort of a deal, and we're getting the repair guy over. We're doing all those things. We are not washing the sheets in a hot tub.
Yeah, so this hotel there in North Dakota being investigated. Another employee at the hotel said the sheets are put into the hot tub to, quote, remove stains.
Oh.
So staff just
AKA
basically said...
bodily fluid.
Yeah, last resort cleaning method, apparently. So, listen, I mean, hey, we've all got to get, like, creative if life throws us a curveball, right? But if you can manage to make it through the day without using the hot tub to wash your sheets when you're the hotel, then you're doing okay.
Yeah, no, that's not the plan B we need.
Yep.
That's not the plan B we need. We contact a laundromat, we get the repair guy, all the things.
Yeah. That's your setting the bar story. SZA went on GQ. Said this.
I'm a creature of habit, and everything that I do is actually really terrible. And I don't know, the kids call it hyperfixation, whatever. I eat the same thing for like a year at a time, and then I change it.
So she eats the same thing for a year at a time.
Wow.
She's just like, she is, Kelly, this is someone to strive to be, because I feel like you're a creature of habit too.
I'm pretty close to that. Like, it, yeah. But it's more like wherever I'm going, right. I have like my regular thing I get there.
Sure, sure.
It's so, my favorite.
So she likes this place called John and Vinny's, and she's obsessed with their salad, their White Lightning pizza, which has mozzarella, ricotta, garlic, onion, oregano, and pickled jalapeno, which sounds delicious.
Delicious without the jalapenos for me, but okay, yes.
Yeah, and chicken cutlet dipped in buffalo and garlic sauces. So, yeah, so she gets literally the same thing at John and Vinny's.
She knows what she likes.
She knows what she likes. She does it. She does it for an entire year. Then she changes it up, you know, for variety.
Oh, wow.
For variety.
Okay.
But you know, I like that got me thinking, okay, if I had to eat, we could take this two different directions. Because she goes to John and Vinny's, which is not a place that's around here.
Right.
But that's a, like, restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. So if we had to go to a restaurant, what would that, like a local restaurant every day for a year, what would it be? Because obviously a restaurant would have like multiple different things, right? Or if you had to eat one thing every single day for an entire year, what would it be?
Okay. So well, I practically almost already go to Jagger's in an insane amount of time in Middletown because it's very close to the school. So whenever we're like in between practice games, rehearsals, plays, all the things. The kids are starving. You know, it's like, or hey, can you bring me food in between, right before practice, after school? Just, it's so convenient and they love it. It's tasty, delicious Jagger's.
So yeah, so you're going to Jagger's every single day for a year just because that's a place that you already frequent. Do they like,
oh, they all know me.
I was going to say, do you walk in, isn't it kind of like that old sitcom Cheers where you walk in and they're like,
Kelly! Yes.
Will it be the regular?
Yes.
Yep.
Give me the regular, Tony. The point where they know our order yet, but yes, it's practically the same thing for all of us in the family.
Kyle on Facebook says, I'd eat shrimp. Megan on Facebook said eggs. Okay, yeah, I mean eggs, sure. I do enjoy some eggs. I don't know about shrimp. I do enjoy shrimp, but not like every day for a year.
That feels aggressive.
Did get a text from AJ who said, I would do sushi because you could mix it up so it wouldn't be the same thing. You could dress up sushi any way you wanted, so sushi would be a good one.
That is true. There are lots of different kinds of sushi rolls.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if you like good. All that.
That's good. But if I'm thinking like a local restaurant I'd want to go to every single day for a year. If I want to go to, for Italian, it'd be Vallare, you know, if I'm feeling extra special.
Wow.
Yeah, right? But yeah, so maybe I could go there every day for a year if I had unlimited budget. That's a great restaurant, local place.
If I had my way and could go there all the time, it'd be Gander and their strawberry salad.
My
absolute favorite, the goat cheese. Yes.
Now listen, I will say if I wanted to go fast, more like a fast food, it'd obviously be Raising Cane's.
Oh, of course.
But obviously be Raising Cane's because A, delicious, B, quick,
also, you
C, delicious.
You talk about them on the radio quite a bit.
Yes, and I do talk about them on the
you
radio
talk quite, about
a
them
bit.
Quite a bit.
Their cane sauce I could drink by the pint glass.
Sure. Also, you know, Chick-fil-A, obviously. Between Chick-fil-A, Middletown, Jagger's Middletown, they get the majority.
Sorry, if
of
I'm going
business.
Chicken, I'm going Raising Cane's. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to toss that out there. I don't get to talk about those places on the radio as much as you do. So, but I am willing and able.
You are willing and able.
Willing and able.
By the way, I'm not talking about.
We can make this a more regular occurrence.
Tiffany said, I've been eating a peanut butter and honey with banana every day for the last 2 years.
Wow.
That is commitment to the bit, Tiffany.
That is commitment to the bit. But you know what? I've heard so many times, local honey is really good if you struggle with allergies.
Yeah, you got to do that.
It's getting a honey that's made locally can really help you.
Because it puts those allergens in your body and it helps your body naturally
Yes.
Fight that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. That's good stuff.
That's a good one.
By the way, thank you to Stephanie and Amy for saying, Amy said, the fact that Raising Cane's didn't come out of your mouth first.
Oh, yes.
I've been. And Stephanie said, Ben, you better say Raising Cane's.
You better say Cane's. Yeah, they know.
I did. Hey, look. They are delicious. And honestly, like my. That is a place that every time we drive by, my daughter's like, hey, can we stop and get some Cane's? I'm like, listen, we are literally going. Your mom has made dinner.
Listen, but they are milking that for all it's worth for as long as it lasts.
Yes.
Special perks.
Yes. If you've got anything you want to add, you can feel free to text 502-795-1997. All right, let's get to a feel-good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly.
So, this is like ripped from my life. Because my son just got his license yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Took his sister out on an ice cream date last night.
Aw, so cute.
Per tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this little boy, when he was 4, made a promise to his mom that when he turned 16 and was able to drive, he was going to take his mom on a date.
Mm.
Fast forward 12 years later, Emerson kept his promise. When he got his license, took his mom, Megan, on a date to make pottery before having a night out on the town.
So tell me that when you're 16 and finally able to drive a car.
I'm going to take my mommy on a date.
All right, I'm going to hold you to it.
I said, are you ready to go? Where do you want to go eat? Where are we going?
It definitely has gone by extremely fast. I couldn't be more proud of him.
Oh, that's cute. You know, she probably showed him, or he's probably seen that video a bunch of times between uttering it and the time he turned 16. But yeah, very good.
But when she says it's gone so fast, yes, it has. Wow. Can't believe he's driving. Okay, you can see that adorable video.
Oh, Kelly.
DJX.com. I'm telling you. I told you. I haven't slept a lot. I told you that.
Your baby boy is driving now.
My baby boy is driving. Literally yesterday, people. I know. Brought to you by Sam Maggie, our injury lawyers.
All right, take a deep breath.
Okay. Good. That's a feel good.
It's a feel good, Kelly.
It's a feel good. Woo! Hang on.
Yeah, I don't want to cut you off.
Okay, we're good.
Are you good?
Yep.
All right.
Well, thank goodness I didn't put my mascara on yet.
Yeah, I'd need you to put some makeup on at some point, though.
Why?
See, I just got to bring it back around, Kelly.
Okay.
You got to bring it back around. all right, good feel good there. You're in just a minute on 99.7 DJ. Can we do a little group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Sydney's reaching out. I could really use some advice on a tricky family situation.
All right, hit us.
My brother is getting married soon, and his fiance reached out to me about using my Etsy shop to make personalized gifts for her bridesmaids. I was excited to help. Offered her a nice family discount until she told me she has 11 bridesmaids and my brother has 11 groomsmen. So here's where it gets awkward. She said she was hoping I could just gift them as my wedding present to the couple.
Okay.
The problem is that would total over $2,000 worth of products.
Ooh.
Which is way beyond what I'd ever spend on a wedding gift.
Uh-huh.
And when I tried to politely explain that, my brother said that family helps out for weddings and that I should do it.
Oh my God.
I love my brother. I want to support him, but I also feel like I'm being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And I don't want this to turn into family drama, but I also don't want to be out thousands of dollars.
Sure.
So have any of your listeners dealt with something like this? Being asked to gift your work or services for a family wedding? And how do you say no without it turning into a fight?
Sydney, pull the daughter card and go to your parents and say, hey, can you believe what bro is doing? I'm going to need help.
Let's put mom and dad in the middle.
Put them in the middle. Have them do it. Have them front the cost for it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Instead of
mom and dad can help pay.
Yes. Instead of like put them in the middle and say, now look, son, she shouldn't have to do all this. Have them say, you go to mom and dad and go, hey, look, I really want to do this. I can't afford this. Can you help? And they'll go, well, anything for our baby boy. And. And so they'll write a check, and then there you go.
Well, yes, because it's her brother, so her parents shouldn't be, like, footing the bill for the entire wedding.
I feel like the parents need to jump in here and write some money. like give some
help
money.
Out, pitch in some money, maybe. So that she can say, okay, this is my gift. Because she's doing, you know, obviously, like, probably the labor along with it.
I don't know what exactly it is,
but it probably involves making something.
Right. So maybe if she's gifting labor and things like that, maybe the parents can drop the coin to buy the supplies.
Help out the products,
yes. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Because if, like her brother says, it's a family thing, then get the family involved.
Okay. Everybody pitch in.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. End of story. Now, if it doesn't work, then I don't know what to do.
Right. Like if mom and dad aren't able to help out like that.
Yeah, if mom and dad are going, well, we are going, we're paying for the bar at the reception,
right.
And we are going to be doing this.
Dinner.
And the rehearsal dinner, that's going to be a little bit of money. So can't you do that? You're very talented.
Well, the fact, though, that she laid out how much money that would cost, and both bride and groom are like, so? We're a family. It's a little bold.
I mean, but look, I don't know what your budget is or what your family financial situations are, but
we're $2,000 for gifts for the bridal party.
Yeah.
That sounds, but I don't remember what we got our bridal party. Do you remember what you got your bridal party? I remember party favors that we got because we had cocoa packets personalized.
Well, you know what? I remember getting for my sister's wedding, I got a Louisville Slugger baseball bat with my name on it. So I got that as a gift. And then I want to
A big one?
And then, yeah. And then want to say I also got cowboy boots because they wanted us to wear cowboy boots because it was going to be, the wedding was going to be on a farm pasture area in northern Kentucky.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I had to get the suit, but like I think they bought the boots and they bought
the
bats.
Those are cheap.
No. But I don't remember what I got. I don't know if I even got them anything. And this is also what happens when, like, so my wife and I got married when we were younger. So we were flat broke anyways. And so I don't know if we had, I don't know if there was any expectation. Anyways, all right, 502-795-1997. We digress.
Sydney's being asked to, like, gift $2,000.
Yep.
To her brother and the fiance.
How do you avoid the drama?
Yes, because she's already gently tried to explain, this is a little much.
Yeah, 795-1997. Would love to hear your story, especially if you've dealt with the drama that she is dealing with right now. Let us hear your story on the way on 997DJX. To quote a listener, Alexis, modern wedding culture stresses me out so much, LOL.
Same.
Group therapy, and Sydney wants to avoid the drama with her upcoming brother's wedding. She also wants to avoid dropping $2,000 to outfit the 11 bridesmaid and 11 groomsmen with gifts that it would cost. She's got a little Etsy shop. Don't necessarily know what it would be, but the request was made to gift them all 22 with something that, and the cost would be something like $2,000. She's like, I don't have that money.
Right. She did try to gently explain that. And they're like, well, we were just kind of, you know, hoping. And she tried to give them a discount, a nice family discount. And they're like, well, we're hoping you just gift it to us. Okay.
Yeah, because family's family. Andrew, the love doctor who calls our show.
No. We're all family till it comes to money.
Yeah.
You know how that works. Yeah, exactly. No, if she doesn't want to gift it, don't gift it. If it's too much for her and her business. You know, I understand that money. $2,000 is a lot of money for gifts that you're probably not going to use ever again.
All right. So Andrew, the love doctor, is saying have the hard conversation and just say can't.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Keep on loving.
All right.
Yeah. Samuel says fake flowers is it? LOL. In all seriousness, she probably should have asked how many are in the bridal party before agreeing. But I also have to agree with Ben and think the family should help with the cost. And then she plays stupid like I thought I was just helping with labor, LOL.
Well, like, wouldn't she be one of the bridesmaids?
Well, that is another question that someone on the text line said. She's a sister. There are 11 bridesmaids. She's not one of them?
I feel like she would be.
So she either has to make and front the cost for her own gift, or she was left out of being an actual part of her brother's wedding?
Let's assume that she's a part of the brother's wedding, all right?
I feel like she would have said that, because then there are costs associated with being a bridesmaid, like buying your dress and like all, yeah. There are expenses that come with that. So then I feel like she would have mentioned, oh, I already have to do this as a bridesmaid, and now they're asking this further of me.
Mm.
As sister.
Well, that's...
Which I just... I think that makes it even worse. And it is worse if she's not a bridesmaid.
Well, I'm choosing to believe that she just left that part out.
I feel like she would have mentioned it, because that's an additional cost. Like, she's going to be out there asking her to donate.
Hey, Brooke, what's your thought with this, especially if she's got an Etsy shop?
If she has an Etsy shop, she could mark it off on her taxes as a donation.
That's not going to necessarily lessen the blow initially, but
But maybe she could benefit later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And maybe be able to use some of the pictures as like samples for her shop.
All right. All right. There's an idea, I guess.
Well, Brian says, personally, I would lean into the drama.
Okay.
I would tell them that family doesn't force each other to spend money that they don't have, and they either need to come up with at least some of the money, or I couldn't do it.
Hey, I tell you what. Listen, we'll help you this one time, but then someday maybe I'll ask you for some help for me.
You just got to put it that way.
Because we're family.
Because we're family. Now, Krista says...
I need answers on whether she's a bride.
Yeah, we don't know that. Krista says on Facebook, you are allowed to set boundaries, and they are allowed to be disappointed. So,
Ooh. Now, Amy from Eminence is rolling in. No donation. It's not a 501(c) accountant here. Can't take that off taxes.
Oh.
Getting in IRS trouble for gifts? No, sir.
Listen, okay. All right. Well, let's just pretend it wasn't a donation. Let's just,
Okay. All right.
Amy, you didn't hear any of this.
Nope. Didn't hear any of that at all.
No. Amy. La, 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 la.
La, 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 la,
Put your fingers in your ears. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of different directions to go with this, but Sydney, I think definitely
maybe tap into mom and dad first.
Yeah,
let's say, hey, can you help out?
Right,
with this?
Right. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy. Let's do a little dude knowledge, shall we? Introduce you to Brandon, calling us from Sellersburg. Hi there, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
We've got a dude contestant for dude knowledge.
Well, let's do it this way, Kelly. Let's ask you the questions first.
Oh, no.
And then Brandon can be there to swoop in like the knight in shining armor he is.
Dang it, I was just going to sit back and be the lifeline.
Now, Brandon, would that be fun or funny?
I'm great with that.
Yeah, see?
That's great. Thanks so much, Brandon. Thanks so much.
Brandon's got brown hair. He's 6'2", ladies. Hey.
Hey.
But, sorry, married and drives a 2018 Grand Caravan, so... Living that life.
Off the market.
Living
ladies.
That life. No I love touchy. It. I love it. How long have you been married? You know that, Brandon?
I have been married 7 years.
7 years? Ah. Oh,
perfect.
All right. No 7-year itch, right, Brandon?
Not at all.
Good.
Not at all.
Good. She's
best
still as beautiful.
Best decision you ever made. Yes.
As the day you met. All right. Brandon. Okay. Dude knowledge. These are going to Kelly first, and she'll chime in if she needs him, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
In electrical work, if there's a black...
Because I'm electrician.
In electrical work, if there's a black, white, and green wire, what does the green wire represent?
Go.
Go. Brandon.
No.
What, do you know it?
On. It represents on.
Oh, man. I want to say that's your switch wire, your
round wire?
Turns the wire on and off.
Wire,
your
right?
White and black are direct current, and then that's the interrupt wire. Ugh.
It's positive. It's positive.
Well, you said ground. I was looking for ground wire.
Okay.
Okay, you said ground. I'll give that to you. After okay. Kelly said
ground
go.
Means go.
It means go. It means go.
If it's green, it must mean go for electricity. Turn it on.
All right, good job. Here we go. Question two. What automaker has models like Cayman, Macan, Boxster, and Cayenne?
Porsche.
There you go.
Exactly.
Look at that. Yep. I know. Me and Brandon are sitting there going, yeah, driving our mom-o-veals going, all right, someday.
One day.
Someday.
I wish. When I retire. I know,
that's right. Someday. All right, here we go. So far, 2 for 2. Good job, Kelly.
Okay.
Question three. You're going to get this. Who is the head coach of the University of Kentucky's men's basketball team?
Mark Pope.
There you go. Yep, there you go. Yep. Brandon, who's gonna win, U of L or UK?
Oh, man. I'll go U of L.
Ugh. You don't sound confident, though. Go Cats.
I'm not super confident, to be honest.
Go Cats. Go Cats!
All right, question number four. Kelly, dude knowledge.
Yeah.
Which of these beers are typically the darkest? A Pilsner, a Lager, a Stout, or an IPA?
What's Guinness? That's dark beer.
I'm not answering that question for you.
You're not going to tell me? Okay.
You going to chime in, Brandon, or are you just going
I haven't officially tagged in Brandon. You kind of tagged him in the first one. Okay, so Brandon, what is it? Are you a beer guy?
A Stout, right?
Stout. Yeah. You
okay,
got it.
Yes. Yeah, that's stout. What I was thinking. I was thinking that.
Yeah, and Dennis is a stout. You're right.
Okay.
You're right. Yes.
Very all right. Good. That's my barometer for dark beers. Yes.
Okay. Kelly, this is all on you now.
Wow.
Brandon, let's hope for a perfect score.
Oh.
I don't know if you've ever got a perfect score on this, Kelly. But
never, ever in this
knowledge,
game.
Here we go. Last question. How many points is a field goal in football worth?
A field goal is... Wait. So is this an extra point?
I said field goal.
Two.
Mm. Brandon.
Oh, okay.
Three.
It's three. Brandon was number three.
But you know what? You did good. Okay. Kelly's practically a dude.
Practically a dude.
Yeah, that's right. Brandon, you did good too.
Invite me to guys' night.
You live in that life.
Pour me a stout. I'll let someone else drink it, and then I'll drink my Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Very good. Hey, Brandon, we're going to hook you up, okay, with a prize. All right. So hang tight. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, buddy.
Wait, so what do we call the extra point? Like, they score a touchdown, and then they kick for the extra point. Is that just called the extra point?
Yeah, that's an extra point.
Right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Do you know how
so
many points that's worth?
Feel good. One?
Yeah.
See? That's why they named it extra point.
What here?
So people like me can understand it.
Kelly, how much? There is a score that is worth 2 points. Do you know what that is?
That's the. What do they call that though?
You know what? Hold, because maybe that'll be a question in a later edition of Dude Knowledge on 99.7 DJX. If you are police within the sound of my voice, put your fingers in your ears.
La 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 la.
It's 99.7 DJX. You are more likely to break the law right now than any other time during the day.
What are we doing? What in what way? There's many ways to break the law.
Traffic laws.
Okay.
Traffic laws. Right around 8:30 in the morning, you are more likely to get a speeding ticket because you're late.
Because you're on your way to
you're
work.
You're running late.
Traffic's crazy.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, so more likely right around 8:30, you're going to be breaking the law. And there's one other time a day, and it's at 7:15 at night.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unexpected. I would have thought it was in the 5 o'clock.
I would have thought it would have been more like rush hours. Yes. Morning and afternoon rush hours. But I don't think
you pick up your kids.
Well,
or,
I don't
you know,
think
stuff like that.
You can get up fast enough in afternoon rush hour. I mean, to break the law of speeding.
Yeah,
so
it's really slow moving.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, right around this time, you're more than likely to break the law speeding wise. Most oftentimes it's when you're by yourself. If you've got kids in the car, they're going to rat you out.
Oh, so gotcha. Like you get pulled over. Do you know how fast you were going? The kids.
Yes, she was
speeding. Yes, you're going too fast.
I was telling her.
Mommy, slow down.
I was telling her. So yeah. So if you are an officer within the sound of my voice, just please understand that we are just trying to get to work. That's all.
Or and that we are reminding people to be more mindful at this time because you might be more inclined. Right? That's a spin we put on it.
That's a boring spin. I'm trying
to. That's the boring spin? Yeah, I'm trying to keep us from getting in trouble, sir.
Well, I'm trying. Yeah, so am I. We're just going about it different ways.
Your method is just tell the officer no big deal. Just turn your cheek.
And
I'm sitting there trying to remind everyone, hey, pay more attention. You might be like hurrying a little more and might be exceeding the speed limit, which could get you pulled over and get you a ticket. That's the lane I'm in.
Yes, exactly. Boring. So.
Okay.
Anyways. Hey, coming up, Kelly's son, Jake, now a licensed driver. How do you feel about that?
Crippling anxiety. I'm in the crippling anxiety portion of that. Like, everyone's just like, oh, it's so great. You're going to, like, you can send them to do all these errands and you get freedom back and all the, no, I'm not there yet.
That will come.
Sure. When do I get to that point in my brain? Because right now, crippling anxiety, feeling like he is thrown out there in the world on his own, having to face traffic. And you know what I've been through in the last year.
Yeah.
I've been
Kelly's been rear-ended a bunch of times and not dummy. In the good way.
No. I've been hit while sitting still in traffic. And I drive a big car, so it's protected me for the most part. Mm-hmm. He's driving a sedan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just
Listen,
I'm
Kelly,
concerned.
You know, it's baby steps. It's from your house to the ice cream parlor, and then it's from your house to the fast food place, and then you're going to venture your house to downtown eventually, and then your house to Southern Indiana and crossing the bridges, and then
when do I stop watching Life 360 like it's my favorite TV show?
You're not.
Like, incessantly.
You're not. That's going to continue to happen. So.
Oh, crippling anxiety right now.
So we thought, wouldn't it be fun to give Kelly a sample written driving test?
It has been a very long time since I have taken that test. He studied recently.
Yeah, he has. I'm sure he would pass.
I did not, though.
I had to take this test in order to make sure that I had the right answers.
Oh, and how'd you do?
I did not get 100%.
Oh, dang it.
Anyways. So
we're all going to learn together.
We're all going to learn together.
There's a lot of seasoned drivers out there that forgot some of this stuff.
All right. So Kelly's going to get put to the test next.
Okay.
On 99.7 DJX. Now it's time for Kelly K to take a driving test.
That's great. I've been driving for eons, and it's been a very long time since I took the actual test.
The written test?
Yes.
Yeah. So I failed my driving test the first time I took it, so I don't know if that's any, if you're surprised at all.
I'm not surprised.
I didn't figure you would be. All right, so the following are all real DMV written test questions. They're all some of the actual permit questions that you would face in Kentucky, okay?
Okay.
Okay? Okay?
Oh, goodness.
All right, how you feeling? Oh, are you pulling it up right now?
I'm not.
Okay, all right.
I'm not.
All right, question.
I'm just searching the air for answers.
Listen, they're all going to be multiple choice.
Great.
All right. So,
but also, I tend to be the one that will talk myself out of the right answer.
Question number one.
Yeah.
A solid yellow arrow on a traffic signal means.
A solid yellow arrow
on a traffic signal means you should speed up so you can make the turn before the light changes.
No.
You do not need to signal to turn from the indicated lane. You should prepare to stop and yield the right of way to oncoming traffic, or you should gun it through the intersection, sucks to suck.
Yield. Is it actually written suck to suck on the test? Because I'm really hoping it is.
Yes, yield is correct. Okay. You should prepare to stop and yield the right of way to oncoming traffic.
All right.
All right, well done. You're one for one. Here we go. Question number two. You are merging onto an interstate highway.
Yes.
You should A, select a safe gap and merge into the lane of traffic. B, merge across two lanes at once. C, always stop before entering the highway, or D, cry and yell at the other drivers for not letting you in.
I might sometimes do D. You're supposed to do A.
A is correct. Select a safe gap and merge into the lane of traffic. Which, right. I got to be honest, I think a lot of people here in Louisville think it's always stop before entering the highway.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
A lot of people think that.
In one of my accident situations, an old lady thought she should just stop in the middle of the highway and to change lanes.
All right, here we go. Question number three. This is Kelly's driving
test. It's my driving test. Okay.
All right, question number three. You may be able to identify an aggressive driver by A, their erratic and improper lane changes.
Uh-huh.
B, the number of passengers in their car. C, their tendency to drive slowly. Or D, the length of their mullet.
It's the first one.
Yes, their erratic and improper lane changes.
And everyone rocking a mullet right now is like, hey,
dang it!
I'm not an aggressive driver because of that.
The length of their mullet. These are all honest to goodness, real.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Ripped from the actual test.
Ripped from the test.
Yeah.
Kids, if you're getting ready to take it, better be taking notes.
Yep.
Question four. Children on bicycles should be given extra space by motor vehicle operators because A, they do not have the same physical reflexes as adults. B, they are smaller and more difficult to see than adults. C, they are typically multitasking while on their bike. Or D, they're stupid and don't know anything about driving. Well, B and A, actually.
Yes.
They do not have the same physical reflexes, and they are smaller and more difficult to see.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Just a couple more, okay?
Okay. And they're stupid.
And they're dumb. Okay. Question five. If you are driving and a tire suddenly goes flat, you should A, rapidly pump the brake pedal several times. B, slow down gradually and not brake. C, press down on the brake pedal as hard as you can, or D, scream.
I love the D. The wild card answer is always C.
Kelly! Kelly. Yes, you do,
that.
Kelly. Yes,
don't
you
lift
do.
That. Do not lift that. Do not lift it. Don't.
Right. We need an answer, Kelly. Focus!
We're gradually slowing down, right? We're gradually slowing down.
Slow down gradually and not break. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Question six. At a railroad crossing, you must A, watch for vehicles that must stop at all railroad crossings, like school buses, trucks carrying hazardous materials, etc. B, watch for multiple trains. Or C, try to get the conductor to honk the train horn.
We didn't even have a D in that one.
No.
Well, it's not C. I think both of those.
Both of those, yeah.
Best practice,
I would say all three.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. And then finally, last question. Question number seven in Kelly's written driving test.
Yes.
A yellow pennant. Visualize this, please.
Yes.
A yellow pennant-shaped sign. That is a triangle that's on its side, Kelly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
A yellow pennant-shaped sign means what? A, no passing zone. B, right turn permitted on red. C, yield right of way. Or D, girl, you look good.
Girl, you look good today. Look at that. I think you were yielding, right?
Yield the right of way?
Yeah.
Oh, that's C.
No!
It's no passing zone.
No passing zone.
To be fair, okay. I got that question wrong, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the triangle on its side?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a yellow triangle on its side.
Okay.
All right, good job, Kelly.
I mean...
Good job.
I think that's a passing grade, right?
I think, yeah, I think
I'm
still I'd
allowed
to
drive.
I'd pass you.
Okay, that's great.
All right, it's not...
But girl...
You look good. You look good while doing it. By the way, Kelly, how many times did you take the driving test when you were getting your license?
Once.
It's 99.7 DJX. How
passed
many?
It. Once.
Once? Now, what kind of car did you take it in? Did you take it in like a big car or a little car?
My parents had a brown Pontiac station wagon.
So a station wagon. So it was long.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. See, I took mine first in a minivan, my mom's minivan. Mm-hmm. And I failed. And then I took it, I think you had to take, I knocked over a cone or something like that on the parallel parking part of it.
See, I feel like we had like a, it was a course through our school. And I think they had the cars that we actually took the test in.
Oh, okay.
So I think, if I remember correctly, I think we took the class and there was like a couple of other classmates in the back seat.
Oh,
while
wow.
I'm driving.
Oh, geez, yeah,
you and other
pressure.
Classmates in the car with you in the instructor when you're going through the class. And, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But I only remember really taking the written test. I don't know if I took like a final like driving exam, but I remember taking the class where you went out in the
car.
Yeah,
and then
different times.
And then I had to wait a couple weeks and retake. I didn't have to retake the written test. I passed the written test, but I had to retake the driving portion of the test. And I borrowed one of my friend's cars and he had one of those little tiny cars.
Ah,
and
maybe
so,
better blind spots.
Yeah. So I was able to pass that.
Didn't hit any cones that
time? No, I didn't hit any cones or people or things. So
that's great.
Yeah. So we were good. We were good. Now your son passed first time.
First time. Yeah. I mean, so he took it at Bowman Field yesterday and he said, oh yeah, it was easy. And I mean, he's been driving since April. He got his learner's permit in April. He turned 16 in August.
Yep.
So we've been driving for a while. Like over the summer, he had some out of town basketball tournaments. I let him drive, a good stretch of that, which the first time we're driving, and that was when he was just kind of, he had a little issue in staying in the lane.
And that's one of those,
like, oh, okay.
You know what? And okay.
Hey, listen, you got to stay in your lane, buddy.
And there is, and I remember when I was teaching Isabel and Sophia to drive, and I tried not to do what my mom did to me. And that was put my hand on the dashboard.
Oh yes.
And,
yep.
But
as
I,
in the, oh my God.
But I would, but I would put my foot down where the brake
like
would
you're
be.
Trying to break. Yep.
Like I'm trying to break. And I realize I'm like, I am the same because there was nothing more frustrating for me when I was 16, 17 years old than my mom putting her hand up on the little handle that's right there above the window.
Because that's a statement.
She would put her hand there, and then she'd put her other hand on the dash.
She feels unsafe, yes.
And she's like, Mom, I'm not speeding.
So I think that Jake ended up preferring driving with me because I would kind of prep him for everything that's coming up. Okay, we're going to be taking a left-hand turn, so you're going to want to get into the left-hand lane here as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was prepping the entire way for much of our teaching learning time period. Now, Michael, from the get-go, he took his permit test in Frankfurt. He let him drive home from Frankfurt.
You know what? Kids got to learn.
Driven outside of the neighborhood yet.
Yep, kids got to learn.
What? So he's on the highway and through construction, made his first turn.
Yeah, I remember when I was showing Isabel and Sophia, they had to have so many hours of like, driving in car with me and stuff like that. And
50
it's like
hours during the day, 10 at night.
Right. And so I've got two of them. And so they each have to do that as opposed to just split the time, But
man.
So I remember we would literally jump in the car at night and be like, all right, let's drive the Snyder. We just literally just drive the entire length of the Snyder or the entire length of the Watterson and do
gotta
laps.
Get those hours in.
We just do laps. Yeah, it was crazy. So anyways, congrats to your son. That's a big achievement.
Yes, there's definitely different styles because my husband would just kind of just let him just sit silent, let him do everything by himself, which I probably should have done more of. But then is the whole slow down. down. He starts to freak out. He's like, Dad, stop yelling. See, and I just didn't want to do yelling. So I am prepping the entire way about, okay, you have to do this. The one I'll do, remember one thing is we're on the highway and there's another car that's joining the highway. We're driving past an exit and he's
speed up, slow down, speed up, slow down, speed up, slow down.
He's just kind of sitting there like, doo, doo, doo. I'm like, okay, babe, you're going to need to like get over or you're going to slow down or you're going to speed up. You got to let this car in. And he's just kind of a little oblivious to that at that moment. But they're just little things.
They're learning.
It's just you learn them as you,
learning.
You do more driving. Yep. You got to learn by doing.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fun.
Pray for me.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all pulling for you, Kel. We're all pulling for you. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. All right. It's time for a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is.
That's an example of what not to do.
Listen. Poor Mark is the star of our story. Don't really who this Setting the Bar story is directed towards, but if you can manage to make it through the day without getting LASIK and then hallucinating about women with big boobs, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Didn't know that was a side effect, but apparently it is.
Did not know that either. I got LASIK 26 years ago, and I have not seen that.
I got LASIK as well. That was not a side effect of mine, but Mark had LASIK. He claims it left him hallucinating women with Baywatch-style breasts for days.
That is an unusual side effect.
So he said it all began after he got the surgery. He was frying some sausages in the kitchen, and he saw a pair of breasts in the corner of his right eye.
Oh, wow.
Kept seeing the same image, which he nicknamed Tallulah.
Oh, wow. So he's seeing Tallulah.
Yeah. Said,
who's busty.
Yeah. And said it was like having Pamela Anderson pinned to my face, who that's a reference from Baywatch from like a long time ago. Thankfully for Mark, 10 days after it started, the images disappeared. And apparently it was due to some scar tissue or things like that that just kind of healed.
So if you're headed to get LASIK today. I don't know if we ask the doctor about that.
If you do, and if you have a LASIK appointment scheduled, I mean, there are side effects, and they have to show you the video of the absolute worst possible side effects that could happen,
yes.
Which really kind of psych you out as you're sitting there in
give you the crippling fear.
Right, yes. Exactly. But you had a great experience. I had a great experience.
Yes, it was the best thing I ever did.
Right, for sure. But
I went from like 2,400 in one eye to 2,015.
Yes, exactly.
In a matter of days.
But people like Mark, who now is having to look at Tallulah, some boobs. Well, actually, maybe this is an endorsement for LASIK for, the
local places. I don't know if we promise that side effect. I don't know if we do.
I don't know.
I don't know if we do. I think this is a unique kind of experience.
My wife kept looking at me like I'd lost my mind, and I just kept joking that I was going to run away with Tallulah.
Okay.
Anyway.
But can he see better besides when he's not seeing Tallulah?
After 10 days, everything disappeared and things got normal.
And Tallulah's gone now.
Yeah, Tallulah, okay. poor one for Tallulah.
Okay.
Didn't make the cut. So.
All right.
Again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting LASIK and then hallucinating about women with big boobs, you're doing okay. So again, don't know if that's Mark's problem or the LASIK surgeon's problem, but.
I feel like it's going to be a Mark problem. Maybe, probably a Mark problem.
Maybe, probably. Yeah. There you go. That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.
Like, I don't think we add it to the video. They show.
So coming up, we have a follow-up, just real briefly, a brief follow-up.
Okay.
We shared yesterday this mugshot. Got an update next. All right. So yesterday, we shared this Louisville mugshots. mugshot on 99.7 DJX on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show, right? Partly because last week we had done the same thing. His name is Max, and he got some viral attention because
lots of attention. He was an attractive fella.
Yeah, not just locally, but like nationally. Like, he was getting some attention. He had a tank top on. It looked like he worked out, and he
was given a smolder.
Yeah, he had a smolder. His hair was kind of coiffed, and he had a little mustache and a little smolder, and people were like, oh, yeah, I'll post bail. And
it's like, I'm going to give some bad boy energy.
Yeah, exactly. So there's another who got recently posted. Her name is Kayla. And she got posted. She's, again, cute girl.
Yep.
Aquarius. She's an Aquarius.
Page is giving the astrological sign.
So we post this. We just share it from Louisville Mugshots or Louisville Mugshots 2.0. I'm not exactly.
Louisville Mugshots. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So we just share it, on our Facebook page, and Kayla comments.
Oh, great. Love it.
Again, she's an attractive girl. She's got a lot of attention on that. She's got a lot of guys diving into the comments going, hey, I'll post bail. You know, all that stuff. And she's like,
lots of those comments.
Put me on there. We can call it life after lockup. So I don't know if she wants to come on the show and talk about her fictitious show that she's going to do, but
she's a life coach. I was going to say, she's got more of life to coach.
That's right. And she is a local influencer. So she's got quite a following on TikTok and Instagram. So, but yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. The quick update is she.
Did you respond?
I just laughed it. You know, gave the little laughing thing.
Laughing reaction. Yeah, okay.
The ha ha.
I did do some creeping on Facebook. She was like live last night.
Yeah.
And I watched for a little bit, but then I was like, oh, maybe she's going to call me out. So I bailed and just like, I'll go back and watch it later.
Oh, like she sees that Kelly K is on there.
Right. Yes.
she's like, oh, hi, Kelly K.
Hi, Kelly K.
Yeah, exactly. Kelly K talked about me this morning.
I was like, oh, wait, I'll wait and then watch the repost.
That's funny. So anyways, you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, congrats to Max and to Kayla for their...
Let's turn our troubles into bigger things.
Yes, exactly. 99.7 DJX. Good news. Kelly passed her written driving test this morning.
Look at that.
Only missed one.
That's fantastic.
Yep, exactly.
And so did my son yesterday, which was the whole point of putting me through all that again. It's been a very long time since I took the test. Been driving for a long time, but my son literally just got his license, passed the test yesterday, and new fears unlocked.
Yeah, new fears unlocked. I will say that my youngest is 14, and so I had started dipping my toe in to teaching her how to drive, you know, just like driving around parking lots and things like that, like pulling into parking spaces, backing out of parking spaces. Just, you know,
that's only going to be an advantage.
Yeah. Just the basics, because, you know, at 15, they can get their permits now. And just the other day, she was like, you know, Dad, we really should go driving again because I think I've forgotten everything you taught me. Because once school started, it was kind of like that took a back seat because of, you know, activities and school and all that. And I was kind of doing it with her over the summer. And so
all that progress out the window.
I know. She's like,
over basically.
Nah, she's kind of forgotten. Just kind of forgotten how to do it now.
Yeah. So I remember when I was like learning how to drive, there was a runway in the back of our neighborhood. Like the guy that developed the neighborhood,
for an
airplane. There was a runway in the back of our neighborhood.
Convenient.
It's like in the middle of a cornfield.
Yeah.
Like there's no airport anywhere near.
Right.
Just this guy.
Right.
Just this guy had a plane.
Right.
Yes. So we would go out there in icy weather.
That's smart.
And my dad would be like, okay, slam on the brakes.
Yep, for sure.
And then I'd have to figure out how to get out of the sliding.
Yeah.
And my sister's in the back seat and she's like, woo, let's do that again. That's right.
Do it again.
And I'm freaking out.
Do it again. Do it again.
That is a scary, you know, scary, but what a great place to do that in.
Yeah, 100%.
Like an empty parking lot, empty runway. Nobody else is on the road.
Yeah.
And to figure out how to handle that situation.
Yeah.
If you're on the actual road.
Love it.
I remember that's a core memory right there.
Well, you can see Kelly sweating as she goes through the driving test on YouTube. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can find it. You can click subscribe there.
I question whether some of those answers were actually on the real test.
They are from real DMV written tests, Kelly.
I question whether some of the answers that were possibilities are on the real test, but I thoroughly enjoyed them.
Yeah, well, listen, children are stupid, so that's... All right. If you missed anything else, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. What else, Kelly?
I'll just say some T's and P's for me as we walk through this new phase of life.
Yes, T's and P's for Kelly. And then, yes, we should also say happy Veterans Day to...
Absolutely.
Yep, to all the veterans who, living or deceased, who have served in the armed forces. So thank you to all the veterans listening. Okay.
I think that's going to wrap up the show with a bow.
All right, guys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.